1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people killed in a stabbing in Rockford, Illinois. Seven people wounded in the same stabbings. There's a 22-year-old in custody, but they have no clear motive right now. Rockford is about an hour and a half west of Chicago. Former FTX crypto exchange founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today. Prosecutors say he should get up to 50 years behind bars for defrauding his customers out of billions of dollars. Crews begin cleanup today of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore as questions remain about why that cargo ship rammed into it, causing it to collapse.
We still don't know what caused the ship's power outage. That's going to take more time. But the priority right now is to safely remove that bridge and that ship from the harbor here so that you could safely and eventually reopen the Port of Baltimore.
ABC's Gio Benitez in Baltimore. Egg prices are up. Cocoa prices are up. Both things leading to an Easter holiday that'll cost you more than it has the past few years. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting tougher on human trafficking. Governor Evers signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law yesterday. One of them creates a new human trafficking council in the Justice Department next year. Another bill would require training for people who often cross paths with victims and vulnerable people, including private security officers, bus drivers, and hotel and motel owners. Americans would have to start to wait longer to collect Social Security under a new U.S. House Republican plan. It's pitched as a way to save Social Security, but Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says it would end up hurting middle-income earners.
They're certainly not Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and the billionaire class.
Republicans say their changes would not cut or delay benefits for anyone at or near retirement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Four people are dead and seven others are hurt after police say a man started stabbing people in Rockford yesterday. The victims reportedly have serious injuries, and one of them was in critical condition, last we knew. A 22-year-old suspect is in jail. Rockford police say calls for help started coming in at about 1:15 in the afternoon. They say they think the suspect acted alone, but they don't know why. State and federal police are helping investigate. Madison's new West Side area plan is getting mixed reactions from people who live in that part of town. The draft West Side area plan is one of 12 pieces of the citywide comprehensive plan that was approved last year. It calls for rezoning for properties across the West Side, which would allow more mixed-use development and more housing near the new bus rapid transit system. The plan has sparked passionate reactions at public information meetings. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The KreitzCast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
KreitzCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks lose Pat Beverley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverley says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and I'm going to need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverley likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
There's a lot of pressure to put something forward on Ukraine, but, you know, I would argue let's secure our border before we secure another country's border. I mean, that's been the promise. That's been the hill that everyone has said that we should die on. You look, it's an 85% issue, our southern border. We have fentanyl coming across the border. We've talked about this ad nauseum, and yet we don't seem to do anything about it. We know that we have terrorists coming across our southern border. So, again, why are we talking about Ukraine when we're not talking about our own country?
That would be Representative Andy Ogles, Republican. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the other thing. Big story that Russia is going to get involved in is promoting ideas like that in our social media. That, you know, our border first. We got to take care of ourselves. Right. We shouldn't get involved in Ukraine.
Right, promoting it through far right Republicans like that guy.
Like that guy. I think this guy might have something to say about that.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom, MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him Dr.
Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Dr. Redletter.
Well, and a good morning to you, Stephanie, and to your entire crew.
Thank you.
Well.
Starting on a doomy note with a Republican doing Russian talking points.
Yeah.
About how, and you know, Doc, as we know, they've been involved in all the vaccine misinformation. You know, their interest is in more Americans dying. And secondly, they just want as much chaos and division, and they want to promote this, you know, we should take care of our border. We shouldn't get involved in Ukraine. On and on and on, right?
Right. And they want to, you know, it's, they want Americans to die, but they want us as a country to be demoralized as much as possible so that we're a setup for a change in the way we govern ourselves. This is like this combination of Russian bots, Russian representatives, essentially, in Congress, and Donald Trump looming in the wings here is a really, really dangerous reality for us. And that's why, you know, this election that's coming up in November, you know, we're not going to have the Congress to really protect us. We're not going to have the Supreme Court to protect us.
Yeah.
And that leaves voters. That's it. We're the last stand against a complete undermining of American democracy. And this is why a lot of people are saying this is the most important election in our lifetimes. I know they say that all the time, but
this time this time it's true. You tweeted, while Congress is on recess, Ukraine civilians face relentless attacks with hypersonic missiles and drones. This is unconscionable negligence. Children forced to run for their lives while lawmakers take a break. You said we're now into year three of a brutal war. The Congress must pass the Ukraine aid bill, which they need to push back Russians. Meanwhile, you are working to help children get through this nightmare with the great work you're doing there. You've also been out there talking about current estimates being about 30,000 Ukrainian children have been kidnapped by Russian troops and brought back to Russia for indoctrination, et cetera.
Yeah.
Just unspeakable, as you say, unspeakable tragedy happening to civilians in Ukraine.
You know, it's not clear to me why we're tolerating people who think there's not a crisis of vast humanitarian proportions with a very strong ally of ours, and why keep comparing the border situation in the U.S. to battles that we have to take on overseas. It's been said over and over again that the Ukrainians are fighting on our behalf to try to restrain a very aggressive totalitarian dictator, Putin. We need to be helping him. We need to be helping Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, I've been speaking to some officials in Poland. They are terrified that they're next on Putin's aggression agenda.
Yeah. By the way, Russia also, the story this morning, Doc, is they're going to get behind any candidates that are talking about getting out of NATO. I mean, obviously, Russia is going to be, can I say balls deep to Dr. Brandlin? Balls deep in our election.
I wish you wouldn't.
In 2024.
I'm a little shocked, but I think we can go on.
It's a medical term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've tweeted so much cruelty is happening.
Chris is full. Yeah.
To the most vulnerable of us, while we are deeply distracted by Trump-driven dysfunctional politics and the least productive Congress in memory. I mean, they haven't gotten anything done, let alone Ukraine aid. I mean, it really is just not the way government is meant to function, right?
No, and it's worse than doing nothing, these people. Because, like I pointed out, there has been, for the last few years, a supplemental allotment for people that are living in poverty to help them afford internet access. And they're gutting that. They're letting that program expire. They're gutting it and replacing with something far less sufficient to help people really get on the internet. Most of your listeners and most people we know, unless they're living in extreme poverty, do not understand what it's like in 2024 not to have access to the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of healthcare issues and education, all sorts of things. It's not just fun and games. For many people, it's a survival issue.
Well,
it's
particularly
just
when they're right. There's so much disinformation that we talk about every week here, Doc. I mean, millions of Americans are still experiencing long COVID, more than 4 years since the COVID-19 outbreak was declared a pandemic. I think they're saying 17.5 million adults currently have long COVID, 45.4 million have ever had long COVID. Researchers say we're still just scratching the surface when it comes to our understanding of what causes the condition or how to treat it. You know, again, Doc, it's this mass sort of, I don't know what it is, whether we're so traumatized by our years with COVID that we just don't, we don't want to acknowledge that it's still here and that so many people are dealing with long COVID.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe this, but the issue of COVID in general, prevention and vaccines and treatment, even mentioning it, is fast becoming a political third rail in the United States. Whatever you say about it, it's going to be an election issue in November. And that is something that I think is, it's becoming a problem politically, because Democrats that mean well and say, listen, we got to get vaccinated when we're having these surges. We got to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
We have to invest more in prevention. They're afraid that will be turned against them.
Yeah.
When it comes to the election. What a crazy thing.
And also, as I'm reading the research on long COVID, they're saying what helps, stop it or, reduce the chances of getting it, reduce the severity, is getting vaccinated, getting
exactly.
the new vaccine and getting boosted. And we're obviously
exactly.
at shockingly low numbers on that, aren't we?
It's very distressing, really. And the whole idea that people would politicize a health issue and a public health issue is appalling. It's just, what the hell happened that made us unable to speak about and plan effectively for what's clearly a public health calamity without getting punished in the polls.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
I think it's all incumbent on all of us, Doc, to not let, you know, the Trump years go down the memory hole, including COVID. I liked how the Biden camp answered when Trump's, you know, said this stupid, are you better off than you were, you know, 4 years ago. Biden said, Donald, I'm glad you asked. Then there was a video that showed Trump rambling about how to cure COVID-19 with injections of bleach. Store shelves were completely bereft of toilet paper and other essentials. Medical workers loading dead bodies into freezer trucks. The video ends with Trump's interview with Jonathan Swan, in which he's asked about thousands of Americans dying from COVID every day. And Trump saying, they're dying. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't all go in the memory.
Yeah, they're dying. You know, it's, and, you know, wouldn't you have thought that the American public would be totally disgusted with a political figure saying those things out loud? Everything that he's done, everything that he said. And it's, but I guess the big existential question is, why aren't Americans completely turned off by this basically political monster? You know,
Like most of his other crimes, Doc, it's on tape. Him telling Bob Woodward he knew how deadly it was, that it was a highly infectious airborne virus, but he wasn't going to tell anyone because he didn't want to, you know, hurt his election chances. I mean, that alone, he belongs in prison for, in my opinion. But anyway, let me get you one last tweet. I like MK tweets. I like masks. I'm not even high risk. I just enjoy not being sick. I wear a mask when there's a lot of pollen outside, too. When it rains, I bring an umbrella. I put a seatbelt on when I get in the car. Guess I'm living in my own prison of fear or something, but I like it here, so whatever. You know, I'd save this story for you just because we always talk about, instead of doctors and science, we have influencers.
Oh, God. That's a good point.
Actors, sports, idiots. Anyway, this Yellowstone star everybody's talking about, what's his name? I don't watch Yellowstone, but Forey Smith claimed he was kicked off a flight after refusing to be seated next to a passenger who was wearing a face mask. What does he care, first of all, right? He said he was stranded at the Houston airport when he shared his story on Instagram for his 500,000 followers. He said, I just got kicked off a plane. Where the hell am I, Houston? Because I told him I don't feel comfortable sitting next to somebody with a mask on. He said, I want to apologize to y'all for not being at the Scream Actors Guild Awards. I meant no offense to anyone. I'm not vaccinated, and it's a requirement to be vaccinated. He added, I will not get vaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated since I was a little kid. I don't vaccinate my dogs. I don't vaccinate my horses.
Then he doesn't take his health care seriously.
Right. I mean, he said, they compromise your immunity. Vaccine. It's just idiots.
It would not be possible for people like that to get even a platform. They would talk about it in the locker room, or they might talk about it in their, you know, Thanksgiving dinner with their family. But this is what's evolved. We now have a situation where the loudest possible megaphone is available to the stupidest and most corrupt people on the planet. They're called influencers. I think it's a really great point you made.
Yeah.
We don't depend on scientists. We depend on influencers.
Some guy on Yellowstone. And first of all, how does it hurt him to have someone else have a mask on? That wants to take care of themselves, right?
You are groping for a logical answer.
Yeah.
And what if there is none? What if there is simply no rationale or no logic or no sanity or IQ points for people that get this out loud?
Now they don't want to just be in denial, but they must require that we all are in denial. Right? Anyway. I mean, it'd be like someone coming in your bedroom slapping the condom out of your hand, right? Like, it's like, it's not your business how I want to protect myself.
Yeah, no, that's, I appreciate the analogy, but, you know, that's right. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Never mind. Yeah.
I didn't mean to go. I went low. I apologize.
You went low. You go low, I go high.
There you go.
You know,
you go high with your work at UCAP. We have a link to all your great work for the kids of Ukraine.
I kind of prefer going low.
This 10 minutes that you spend with us every week is your time to go low.
That's your low.
Yeah. And I'm not even an influencer. Okay.
You should be. All right. Love you, Doc.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Doc.
He's my influencer.
Yeah.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel. Yep. With Jen Yussel, as we're wintering here, as we were saying, there's more rain coming.
Yeah.
We are wintering, not antiquing, but we are Jen Yusseling in every season. I'm just saying. Gen 90 is their new product. They're always coming up with something new, innovating people.
Yeah,
my friend just saw a Madonna's concert, always innovating for years and years. And this is Jen Yussel. We've been using it 11 billion years. You know how many new products they've come up with? They have a passion for skincare. Gen 90 is the newest. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It start working in seconds because you can feel it. You can feel the tingly.
Yes.
There is a reason why Jen Yussel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you get Jen Yussel XV. That's my homegirl. That's my touchstone.
Yep.
XV is the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin E and hyaluronic acid. I start every day with that one. Then I do the XV around my eyes and forehead and et cetera. Right now, Gen 90 and XV on sale during Jen Yussel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Jen Yussel's under-eye bags and puffiness cream. Wow.
Wow.
Order now. Go to genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanding expanded leadership supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are acquitted. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. You're not mad at me. You're mad at the dirt, right, Jody?
Uh-huh.
Jody's having some computer things. But I know deep, 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 deep down she really, really loves me. Okay. It's not my fault. It's the dirt's fault, Chris. Okay. Karen, you know what we need? A boo, 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 foo, 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 foo. Who loves me no matter what? Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning, Steph.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody. I'm getting tons of messages. I had to work early, so I couldn't call in my normal slot.
How dare you?
I know. So I just want to say this. You know, my mom always said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have to say, I think we're in different times right now. And Joe Lieberman, condolence to his family, because I know how painful it is to lose a loved one. But having said that, there's
by the
a
way,
list
real
of things
real quick,
Joe
just,
Lieberman.
Real quick, yeah. Just because it's close to my heart, too. Dr. Redliner off air was saying we should mention about the danger of falls. Yeah. And I didn't realize it was complications from a fall.
It was, yeah.
But
yeah.
I certainly dealt with that with my mom. Yeah. My mom broke her femur. She had a giant egg on her head. So she was actually very lucky. Mm-hmm. But many, many elderly people are not. So
yeah.
Just something.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that he wanted
well,
to talk
right.
about.
Well, right. And here's the situation. You know, there are many, many people that have health crises in their life, and all they want is to have access to health care. And what Joe Lieberman did in voting down access to health care for people that need it the most was absolutely abhorrent. I'm sorry. That is not a decent
that it is a life or death thing.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a life or the
it
things
really
we disagreed
is,
with Joe Lieberman on were really huge issues like Iraq. And like, can you imagine where we'd be if there was a public option for Obama Affordable Care Act starting back then?
100%. So I just think that we have got to be very clear that, you know, we need to elect people that are going to protect the rights and pass policy that provides access to people who need it the most and not the very small privileged few.
Yep, absolutely. That was, I remember during that whole debate, it was just so infuriating because they all had public health care.
Right.
They all had government health care,
right.
You know, trying to take it away from the rest of us.
They all had single payer.
Oh, and speaking of health misinformation, I did not want to. I love Dr. Redliner too much to have triggered him directly. But here is Jeanine Pirro speaking of social influencers that don't know.
Okay. Far left lawmakers must not have read this study that says long COVID is fake.
No,
Australian-backed medical researchers debunking it and saying the term long COVID causes unnecessary fear.
Oh,
all right, Greg, given your medical expertise, is long COVID a real thing?
It's a good question. I'm going to use an old Scott Adams phrase, two movies on one screen. If I say, ever since I got the vaccine, I haven't been the same, someone will say that's long COVID. If someone says I have long COVID, another person will say, no, that's injury from the vaccines.
No.
Nobody says that.
Did she say that tongue-in-cheek from your expertise, Greg Gutfeld?
Yeah.
My friend's had long COVID since October of 2020, yeah. pre-vaccine. Thank you very yeah. much. So,
oh my God, and Fox has right. so much blood on their hands already right. from COVID misinformation, and they're just not stopping.
If I would have had the fatigue that I had for 3 weeks after yes. I got COVID, if I would have continually had that for a couple yeah. of years, I don't know that I could function.
Yeah. No, you couldn't.
Yeah, you'd hate me as much as Jody does right now because of the computer thing happening over
mad
there.
Mad at the computer.
It's the dirt that's causing that.
Okay, hey, look it. We got Malcolm Nance.
Yep.
I know, right?
I know.
And then Rude Pundit
it's
next
Catty
hour.
Wampus.
It's is Catty Wampus Thursday.
It is.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Don't cry over spilled milk, but what about bagged milk? Quick Trip convenience stores are closing the lid on bagged milk in May after more than 40 years. The company says people aren't buying as much bagged milk as they used to. Quick Trip says customers who had special promotional coupons for bagged milk are being offered other milk products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Wisconsin Latino Chamber of Commerce's new training center in Fitchburg is getting $5 million from Washington. It's part of the new $1 trillion deal to avoid a government shutdown. Other area projects getting money include $3 million for the River Food Pantry, $2.5 million for the Center for Black Excellence and Culture, and $2 million for the University of Wisconsin to fight the fentanyl crisis. A Madison company is suing an East Coast investment firm over $3 million in lost employee retirement benefits. When NewGen told MassMutual it was laying 168 people off 2 years ago, MassMutual abruptly stopped NewGen from participating in its investment fund. 295 workers and retirees saw their 401k investments drop 18% in 1 day. NewGen says it just wants the workers' money back. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Gordy Young here. Listen to win weekdays at 7, 10, 1, and 3, and good luck from Mad Radio WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon, our high 54, with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You literally have to go back to 1956 for such a confrontational moment in U.S.-Israeli relations. And what this tells me is Israel now has a prime minister. Let's put aside the fact that many of us think what he's doing is ill-advised. That we have a prime minister who seems to be politically thinking that his prospects are improved not by managing Israel's most important relationship, but by upending it, by saying he's the only force that stands between Israel and American pressure. That is something qualitatively different.
Sorry, that was my, that's my Netanyahu sound.
Okay.
Okay, hey, look who's here.
We can dance if we want to, if we don't, somebody will. Cause Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, hi, Malcolm. Malcolm. Hi, Malcolm Nance, hi. Hey.
Good morning. Anything going on in the world I need to know about?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you wrote a piece. First of all, I was talking about the new reporting, which is not new to you. You were the first ones to warn us, but about how balls deep Russia is going to be in the 2024 election, and already is, right? That they're just, you know, they're going to back any lawmaker that is against giving aid to Ukraine, that's for getting out of NATO. And they're going to gin up as much chaos and division. You know, there was just a story that they were behind a lot of the Kate Middleton stuff to try to gin up chaos and division in England. I mean, they're just a bad actor, Russia. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you know what? Look, when 2016 happened, we saw that Russia was pushing the leading edge of disinformation for Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, by 2020, they had backed off because the right-wing Trump's machine literally took the ball from them, ran harder and faster than the Russian disinformation machine could keep up with.
Yeah.
And then they watched the transformation of the Republican Party literally into the Kremlin caucus because Donald Trump said so. Simply because Donald Trump said so. You know, I meet people on the street who are still like, oh, Ukraine bad. Donald Trump says that they're bad, and they praise a KGB dictator.
Yeah.
Now what we're seeing is the Russians modify their strategy to give all of these Republican lawmakers, all of these Republican traitors the ability to have new false disinformation enter their information sphere. So that now American politicians under Trump are now the leading disseminators of Moscow-originated material because Republicans think that Russia is trustworthy because Trump loves Moscow.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this latest, the Baltimore Bridge tragedy, Malcolm, that, you know, Russian bots dive in anywhere there's conspiracy stuff that they think can hurt Biden, you know, and hurt, therefore hurt America. I mean, you can tell us how trying to say this is a cyber attack on Biden's watch is pretty patently ridiculous, isn't it? And also, you're a Navy guy. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I'm a Navy guy, but I've never driven a 90,000-ton, 948-foot Singaporean container ship.
Yeah.
Right? That takes a month and a half to go from New York or Baltimore to Sri Lanka. That thing is huge. It's bigger than a U.S. aircraft carrier and three times as tall. And when it loses power, it can't stop. Okay, guys. I wrote a whole Substack about this, for which I'm sure you'll talk about in a minute. But when you lose power in the equivalent of an aircraft carrier that's moving 8 miles per hour, you can't steer.
Right.
You can't. There's nothing you can do. The guy who was on the ship was the top pilot of Baltimore. That's the guy who just brings it in and out. The captain doesn't do it. A U.S. citizen does it. You can't turn that ship off through cyber attack like crazy Laura Loomer is telling people that it was a Ukrainian cyber attack that turned the ship gay or something. So
Nancy May's blaming Biden's infrastructure bill, which, first of all, she voted against. And secondly, as you just were explaining what this ship is, any bridge was going to fall down, even if it was brand new, being hit at that speed,
I'm not a maritime expert, all right? I've just ridden on these things. But here's one thing that I got from a real bona fide, you know, PhD maritime architecture expert. He said there is one thing, only one thing on this planet that could stop that ship from forward momentum in the way that it was, and it's called land.
Yeah.
So, you know, until it crashes into Maryland, which it did not, it crashed into a pylon. But like you said, how does giving $400 billion to states cause a ship accident?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Nancy Mace is another.
Yeah. And she voted against it. Yeah, but I mean, I love just your headline. Are CIA Ukrainian terrorists in Moscow making our bridge collisions gay? But, you know, you talked about, I just was saying, this piece of Vladimir Putin, right, trying to blame Ukraine for this shooting. Is it Crocus City Hall, this tragedy?
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that we warned them. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm having flashbacks to, you know, Trump not trusting our intelligence. Right. Remember at the time Putin's like, oh, they're just trying to fear monger. We warned them about this ISIS attack. Right. And of course, he ignored it. You know, of course, he can't have fair elections. He's completely incompetent. So this thing happens. The Ukraine war that he told Russians would be over in 2 weeks is going on 3 years later. And he tries to blame Ukraine, who, as they said, this is not how they fight. They don't do terrorist attacks like Russia does. But go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, The Daily Show did a retrospective on the 9/11 truthers who denied that the World Trade Center was knocked down. And we're in that world right now where it is in Moscow's interest to say Ukraine did everything. Ukraine's doing a lot of things. It's shutting off all their gasoline. It's blowing up their oil refineries. If Ukraine wants to kill 135 Russian citizens, all they have to do is wait on the battlefield for 60 seconds. Because that's the rate that we're killing them along 1,100 kilometers. But it reminds me of that line from The Daily Show where Jon Stewart says, to have an alternative opinion, let's bring in a member of Al-Qaeda. And the guy at Al-Qaeda goes, I've been sitting in a cave. I spent 8 months eating goat, trying to do something special. And you 9/11 truthers tried to steal my credit. Yeah. Well, this is the same thing with Moscow. ISIS came out literally with video of the guys in the building, live streaming, shooting people, telling them, we're ISIS, we did it. But no, the 9/11, or the now Moscow truthers, the crazy Laura Loomers, all the rest of these people come out there, and it's a CIA plot. And then Donald, whatever, Trump, Elizabeth, comes out and says,
is his middle name Elizabeth?
Yeah, I mean, for the purpose of this exercise.
Yeah. Okay, yes, all right.
Donald Elizabeth Trump comes out and says, Barack Obama created ISIS, and then he launched the attack. He did this at a rally 3 days ago. He said this craziness.
Yeah.
And what do I have now? 70 million crazy Americans that believe that this is true. This is absolutely crazy. And then they tied it right to the bridge collision, right? Yeah. Immigrants coming into America, Joe Biden giving you money. And of course, you know, our bridge collisions are something that Joe Biden personally steered that ship into that pylon, you know, and caused this tragedy.
Yeah.
People are losing their effing mind.
Yeah, I love the way you wrote it. You said in Cuckoo La La Land, it was universally accepted that Barack Obama and Joe Biden directed the Islamic State terrorist group to attack Moscow for the gay Jews that run Ukraine. As we say in the military, whiskey tango foxtrot. I don't even know what that means.
This is true. That's literally true. That is literally what they said. they attacked Moscow for the gay Jews in Ukraine.
Dear God. I was reading the end of your, because I was like, that's the thing. Sometimes things that people write as tweet as jokes, Malcolm, the truth ends up being, I mean, did you have on your bingo card that the Antichrist would start selling Bibles this week to pay off the lawyers for his porn star trial? I keep saying it, right, Chris? We are in the stupidest timeline ever. And
the stupid end of times, we may as well say at this point, that he would come out. Donald Trump personally endorsed the Bible, okay? And what I'm surprised is that he had the nerve to say, this is the King James version of the Bible. At some point, he's going to go, this is the Donald Trump version of the Bible.
Yeah.
Where he's going to re-edit it as all MAGA all the time.
So you as
yeah, but hey, it's okay, because Donald Trump said, the Bible, as I understand it, a very popular book.
Oh, my God.
He literally said that.
Oh, my God. Malcolm, as the first to warn us, even before the 2016 election, you retweeted Sergey, somebody, who said, here's an easy way to examine Russian bots. It was talking about what's GRU curated Russian propaganda outlet is currently advertised on Twitter. It's posing as a Russian language Ukrainian news website, but it's actually just Russian English language accounts reading it. I don't think so. I mean, I just, between AI and all this convoluted stuff, we just have to be more aware than ever, don't we, of what Russian interference is going to look like this time.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I'll tell you what it looks like now. Especially with AI, the mass bot attacks. If for those of you who aren't on Twitter, lucky you. I mean, they flood the zone now. Elon Musk, between nudes showing their boobs in their bio, which every tweet I put out has a paid porn link, and then crazy advertisements of right wing Epic Times articles. Then you have Russian disinformation flooding the zone through paid tweeters. I have these sub-Saharan African and Latin American guys who come out who only tweet about soccer, and the Russians pay them $3 per tweet or $1 per tweet. And then they'll come out and they'll say, you're a Ukro-Nazi who is fighting for fascism. And it's like, what does that have to do with FIFA World Cup? Because that's all you tweet about. Those are the human things that are coming out. But the Russians have figured out that X is a cesspool, and now they flood the zone with false flags, making sites look like Ukrainian sites, when in fact they are Russian intelligence sites or Russian Internet Research Agency. This is no longer just to generate information, generate false stories. They now know that the Republican Party and Trump voters will disseminate every lie that they put out.
You know who was an early purveyor of this was Dick Cheney. That was always my favorite, that he leaked a lie about the weapons of mass destruction to the New York Times, and then he cited the New York Times as the reason to go into Iraq based on the lie that he told the New York Times. Anyway, not important now, Malcolm. All right, so what was I going to ask you? So just your final tips before we, because, you know, we were saying that, you know, that this, our Bobby Kennedy, speaking of disinformation and crackpot conspiracy theorists, so his vice presidential pick, you know, presumably has the money to get him on the ballot in swing states. And, you know, right now he's polling at Jill Stein-y kind of numbers. I'm getting 2016 PTSD. Are you?
Yeah. Well, first off, I have a question. Who is this woman?
She's she had sex with Elon Musk. That's all you need to know. Oh, God. She's a 38-year-old 11T billionaire, right?
Yeah, she was married to Sergey Brin of Google.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
This is sad. I mean, so, it's anywho's. You know, look, people, anyone that even considers voting for Robert F. Kennedy, or that you know who's talking, Kennedy, what's her name, Shanahan?
Yes.
Look, you hate America. It's as simple as that. You want the end of democracy. It's as simple as that. You don't want an alternative choice. You want Donald Trump. The person who pushed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to run here was Steve Bannon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Steve Bannon and Donald Trump pushed Kennedy to run here. So this is an alternative to take away votes from Joe Biden with the Bernie bros and some of these other people that voted for Jill Stein and Marianne Johnson, all the rest. Hate America. Straighten yourself out. Is that what her name was?
Yes.
See, that's how much I don't.
More importantly, do you agree with Bob Seska that Elon Musk looks like that mozzarella in water? We're talking about, you know, what's her name? You know,
he looks like a lump of mozzarella in brine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does look like a lump of mozzarella in brine.
Oh, my God. He is the worst Bond villain. I swear to God.
He looks like a schmoo, is what Chris always says. Yeah. Have you seen schmoos?
He's a schmoo, but he has none of the personality
right.
of a schmoo.
Exactly.
They're nice. They want to be eaten, and they're accommodating, and they're helpful, and they're delicious. This guy is like a schmoo of dog poo.
A really cheap mozzarella.
That's all there is to it.
Right.
Really cheap.
All right.
There's no cheap mozzarella.
Oh. All right. Love you, Malcolm Nance.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Take care.
There he goes. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
It is America's only progressive phone company.
We love them.
How are you living? We didn't, but Jody told us because
right.
she knows everything first. I'm telling you, they share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that fight for your values. Friends of the Earth, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center. Yeah, crazy ideas like that, like everyone should pay their fair share. Woo! Crazy, even rich people. Woo! Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that great feeling with knowing you're making a difference every day just by using your phone. You also get coverage on, you know, the nation's largest, most reliable network.
Yeah.
Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models. If you go to credomobile.com right now, first of all, bring your current phone, your current number. It's so easy. Just type in Steph and you get $250 off any smartphone. Mm-hmm. What? Credomobile.com, $250 off by using the code Steph.
Stephanie Miller.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing, your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
The John and Gordy Show.
By the way, yes. This Wednesday we'll be at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, the live broadcast. 301 West Johnson.
That sounds very exciting. Your voices are so smooth sounding now.
Pancakes.
Relaxing.
Oh, I just love those pancakes, don't you?
Yes. Why don't you join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday?
I love their sweaty stack.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Welcome to Cattywampus Thursday on the Stephanie Miller Show. Rude Pundit coming up, I know, right? What?
In hour three.
Yes.
On a Friday. Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, David K. Johnson tweets, gotta love the family values at the American Conservative Union run by Trump-loving Matt Schlapp. A sexual harassment suit against Schlapp was just settled for $480,000 paid by the directors and officers' insurance carrier. Oh, Matt got Schlappy.
Schlappy Matt had some balls, so he groped a man. On the way to the airport, they're in a van. The man said that Matt, he was getting slappy. And he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Oh, dear.
What?
The kids told the story how he tried. Said he didn't do it, but he lied. No, he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah. Oh, one of many love tweets from Mike. Cynthia tweets, Rocky Mountain Mike, wow, Mike, just wow. And for that matter, Mary, wow. The jingles, everything you've been doing for the great and funny Stephanie Miller Show, Saving Democracy, mocking for freedom and justice and the American way.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you are correct, Cynthia. And God bless you, Rocky Mountain Mike, and God bless the United States.
God bless the United States.
Hello, Pete in Wisconsin. Hello. Hello, Pete.
Good buddy, everyone. Good morning, How are you guys?
Good morning. Good
morning. Hey, I would like to be known as the newly minted regional organizer for the Democratic Party in the great state of Wisconsin.
Ooh, congratulations.
Nice.
Kabling.
Nice.
So I know we've said it before on this program, but we can't count on, you know, any of the courts or any outside external forces to save us from the orange monstrosity. It's us.
Yep.
And, you know, when I think about being a liberal helper, I always think about service, right?
Yeah.
You do it to serve your community. You do it to serve your country. You do it because you're a good person. And if you really think about what it takes to defeat MAGA, I think it takes an army of mooks.
Yep.
That's right.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
A tonnage of mookage.
We are the
mooks you're looking for. Yes. Thank you. And Rude Pundit next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.